Blessed Christmas Eve to all of you. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message tonight is Silent Night, Better Than a Truce. Based on our gospel reading from Luke chapter 2, listen to these precious verses again. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Today has been born to you a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great number of the heavenly hosts appeared, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men." Again, our sermon's title, Silent Night, Better Than a Truce. And I invite you to open up your service folder and find there the blue insert. You'll find the sermon outline and you can follow along if you care to. In an area called Ypres, Belgium, on Christmas Eve, 1914, the world was at war. It was World War I and was to be known as the Western Front. On one side of this bloody conflict were the British and French troops. On the other side of the conflict were the German troops. They were both in their own trenches, long dugout places of the ground where the soldiers hid for safety and security. But between these trenches was a place called No Man's Land, a horrible place. It was called this because in this place, no man was safe from bullets, cannon shells, barbed wire, injury, and death. But it was across this no man's land that the troops ran to attack each other's trenches. As the sun began to set on this Christmas Eve, 1914, German soldiers began to decorate their trenches with Tannenbaums, Christmas trees. And just before nightfall, signs began to appear from the German trenches, and these crude signs read, "You no shoot. We no shoot." They were asking for a ceasefire, for a brief stop of the horrible fighting, for a temporary Christmas truce. Soon after, the German soldiers began singing Christmas carols, and one of them in particular would have a profound meaning that night. The name of that hymn was Stille Nacht, Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Now many years have passed since that Christmas Eve, 1914. But even more years have passed since that first Christmas Eve when the Savior was born. But in the Christmas truce of 1914, when just a moment the bloody conflict ceased, we see a picture of what God did for all of mankind by sending Jesus the Savior. How is that so? How is the birth of Jesus the Savior at Christmas time as the Christ child like a ceasefire between a holy God and sinful mankind? Well, stay tuned to this sermon. Don't nod off, and you'll find out. In order to better understand what happened in 1914, we have to turn back the pages of history. Historians tell us that World War I actually began as a result of one action. One single shot, Archduke Ferdinand of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was assassinated by a single bullet by a Serbian on June 28, 1914. This single shot caused a series of events when Germany offered to support Austria-Hungary to strike back at Serbia. And in just over 1 month, Europe was a continent at war. Eventually, it became known as World War I. But by the end of the war, many, many hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of soldiers' lives were lost. Yes, that first war cost many lives. But all along, there was another war going on. Another war that still continues to this day. A war that began at the dawn of creation. Like World War I, it began with one single action. This action took place in the Garden of Eden, when our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. Before that day, God and man had been friends. All was as it should be. But it was destroyed in one single act of disobedience. And now we call that original sin. The result of that one single action is now the entire human race is at war with a holy and almighty God. Many would die in World War I. But the sadder truth is this. Every human being since Adam has been under a death sentence. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:22, "For as in Adam, all die." The Bible also says, "The soul that sins shall surely die." And the Bible also says, "We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now, if you've been a soldier in World War I, the odds of you dying were about 3 to 1. That is to say, out of every 3 soldiers that fought in that war, 1 died. But in our battle against sin, and we're all sinners, the odds of you and I dying are 1 to 1. That is the consequence of our sin is our death. Sin has made us enemies of God, deserving His wrath. We are left, my friends, in no man's land, where death is certain. Now, as World War I raged into December of the first year, there were many casualties on most sides of the conflict. But on that Christmas Eve, 1914, a miracle of sorts took place, begun by the German soldiers and welcomed by the British and French. They called a Christmas truce. The sounds of gunfire were replaced by the sounds of Christmas carols, filling the night. Just one night earlier, the soldiers were hunkering in their trenches, trying to get sleep as bullets whistled over their heads. But this night, they sang those holy words, "Silent night, holy night, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace." Or as those who began singing sang, "Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht." Then the soldiers both climbed out of their trenches. They met in no man's land. And they shared chocolate bars, drinks of brandy. They showed each other pictures of their wives and their children at home. Someone even found a soccer ball and they played a game of soccer. The truth is, only Almighty God could have worked in those soldiers' heart a peaceful truth that their warring governments could never establish. God gave them a wonderful gift that Christmas Eve, the gift of peace. Now, about 2,000 years before that event, a group of shepherds, as the Bible says, were keeping watch over their flocks at night. It was also a time of war as the enemy Roman government run roughshod over the land of Judea. But God came to these shepherds at night to give them His peace. His holy angels announced the gift of peace. St. Luke puts it this way. And the angel said unto them, "For unto you this day is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And a multitude of the heavenly hosts were praising God, and they were saying to the shepherds, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, peace to men." In this war of sin and death, God took the initiative. On that first Christmas, God sent His messengers of peace. His holy angels announced the terms of peace. And here were the terms of peace. God would send His only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus would be the Prince of Peace. Now, He may have been a lowly baby, born to poor and humble parents, born in an animal stable and laid in a manger, a feed trough. But make no mistake about it. He was the Prince of Peace. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. And He had come to bring an end to the war between a holy God and sinful mankind. On one night, don't you wish you could have seen it? On one night, on Christmas Eve 1914, on a battlefield, God worked peace in the heart of soldiers. In their remembrance of the birth of Jesus, the Savior, there was made possible a brief ceasing of a hostility, a temporary Christmas truce. The Christmas truce of 1914 lasted in some areas only a day, and in others, up until the new year of January 1, 1915. But then, sadly, the conflict of World War I continued.